Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, October live cattle futures posted higher highs for 14 straight days as the market needed to keep up with rising cash. Cash trading in the north took place at $4 higher Friday. It'll be interesting to see what will take place this week, as not only will feedlots again hold for higher cash, but packers seem to be short bought after last week. Added to that was the neutral to friendly cattle on feed report. It will be up to demand to determine whether the slaughter pace will continue as strong as it has been. Box beef was higher, with choice up 9 cents, select up 228. Hog futures continued to run on its own without support from cash or cutouts. December futures narrowed the gap between it and cash with a vengeance. Last week, December futures gained $6.88, with February increasing $7.10. Strong slaughter pace indicates good demand, with packers purchasing to maintain that speed. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash was down $5.85. Cutouts declined $2.93. Kansas City December wheat trading about 6 cents lower early today, with heavy rains in the five-day forecast for eastern Texas to Illinois and surrounding areas. The rain will offer some much-needed help with an extremely dry fall, but if the Climate Prediction Center is correct, hard red winter wheat areas north of Oklahoma will not find much moisture the next 3 months, and certainly not enough to break the grip of drought in those regions. December corn's trading about 4 cents lower today, off to a bearish start with a weekend of wildfires. High winds, hot temperatures, plumes of dust and smoke, and severe weather hit farms across Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Wind advisories are posted in the Dakotas for Monday, with snow falling in the western Dakotas and rain falling around the Texas Panhandle. January soybeans trading down 13 cents early today, with soybean traders possibly rattled by weekend events in China, the world's largest buyer of soybeans. We'll check the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
At the close Friday, December live cattle down 75, 152.42. February up 67, 155.52. November feeder cattle up 80, 178.35. January up 112, 180.37. December hogs up 210, 89.12. Kansas City wheat, December was down 1.5, 948 and a quarter. March down 1.5, 946 and a half. Chicago wheat, December up 1.5, 850 and three quarters. March up 1.5, 869 and a half. December corn up a quarter penny, 684 and a quarter. March up a half penny, 690 and a half. November soybeans up 4 cents, 1395 and a half. January up 4.5, 1404 and a half penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.